Snakes. Landmines. And grass fires. A podcast about real estate.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Snakes, Landmines, and Grass Fires, featuring Mr. Lester Langdon, a broker extraordinaire, and I'm his wife, Kay Langdon. So,
and you're a broker.
I am also a broker.
And you're also the queen of the Poodle Ranch.
Yes.
What's new at the Poodle Ranch? I understand we had a puppy.
We had a puppy.
And it's adopted.
The puppy's mother didn't like it, and so we had to take it to another city to find an adopted mommy. So it's being raised by a foster mom, but he's doing great.
We're hunkered in the bunker.
We're hunkered in the bunker for seems like an eternity, but I think it's week 5 now.
And there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Hopefully the coronavirus will pass someday. So today's topic is the eviction tsunami.
Wave.
So explain that to us.
Well, several clients with properties have phoned me to get my opinion on the status of prices and rental rates. And since I'm hunkered here in the bunker for the past 4 or 5 weeks, I've been watching real estate news and real estate prices. And so my answer to what is the current condition is, it's too soon to tell.
Yeah, that's all we hear on the news. We don't know. It's too soon to tell. Okay.
And I don't know why. But several owners have asked me how to handle their tenants who do not pay their rent due to the corona COVID-19 zombie virus. And I've got some promulgated forms to help them negotiate future payment of the current rent for both commercial and residential tenants.
Well, that's very neat. Now, how do they get those forms?
What's my phone number?
281-236-8189. Or email langdon@houstonius.com.
Yeah, you might let the tenant spread the 1 month's rent over the next, say 3 or 4 months. And we have a form for both residential and commercial properties that will help you make that clear in writing with the tenant. Some landlords are affected by ghosting.
What is ghosting?
That's where you can't find the tenant. The tenant is invisible.
They're out there, but they're just not returning
calls somewhere or responding
to anything.
You call them and ask them where the rent payment is, and the tenant doesn't return the phone call. And this is true of both commercial and residential leases. Of course, you know, the county is not allowing any evictions till the end of, I don't know if it's the end of April or the end of May. I think it may be the end of May. That may be depending upon which county you're in.
I see.
There may be a line at the county courthouse civil court window.
Is the courthouse even open?
I don't think it is, but it may be very soon. And when it does open, there's going to be a line at the window. So get there early and take a little stool for you to sit on, because it may take a while.
Oh, God.
But first, you must deliver notice of a demand for payment. So you either send a certified letter, or you post a notice on the door and you have a witness to it, or you can put it on the door and take a photo. So what I'm really expecting is tenant musical chairs.
Explain tenant musical chairs.
Have you ever played, when you were a kid, did you ever play musical chairs?
Lots of times.
So each chair is a vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be more demand for rental spaces as people either leave before they get evicted or move after they've been evicted. I imagine most tenants move before an eviction. And therefore, if they have to fill out an application and the application asks if they've been evicted, they can say no. So there's going to be more demand for rental spaces, both commercial and residential. So, however, if you phone the previous landlord, you may find that the tenant owes back rent for a month or two.
So how should you handle prospective tenants who skipped out the last lease without paying for several months? What would be your advice?
So that depends on how much you need a tenant, how many vacancies you've got. If you've only got 5% vacancy, it may not be such a big deal. 70% occupied and you've got lots of space, it's more important. I suspect there are some very good tenants out there who are normally very reliable, who've had some unexpected challenges this year. And they may be a good risk, whether they skipped rent or whether they left before an eviction. So we've added a new service to help lease your empty space, whether it be commercial or residential. We can fill your space for a very small fee that's a small fraction of the fee that another broker would charge you.
Now, what is that fee?
Of course, we handle the advertising cost and we'll screen the inquiries, but we'll let you, as an owner or a landlord, meet and interview prospective tenants. Then we ask the prospective tenant to complete an online lease application and sign an authorization for a background criminal and a credit check. And the tenant pays the credit check fee.
So the credit check fee, though, isn't exorbitant. It's only, what, $30?
Our credit check and our background search is going to be about $30, and the tenant's going to pay for that. So this can all happen online, and we'll send the owner or landlord the application and the background check by email for the owner to review. If the owner approves the tenant, then we'll write the lease and send it to the owner for review and approval, and then we'll get the tenant to give a digital electronic signature. And we'll give the owner a copy.
So it's all pretty doable with social distancing in place.
And the owner, if they wish, can actually meet the tenant at the property when the tenant wants to go inside. And, of course, I would suggest social distancing at that time. To start, we meet the owner at the property and we sign a marketing agreement and we take interior and exterior photos. Don't be surprised if I show up with a mask.
I hope you do. What else is new out there?
Well, on February the 14th, approximately 3 weeks before I went into seclusion in the bunker, I had a buyer that signed the contract to purchase a small, new, never-lived-in multifamily building that was built last year. We were going to close on March the 20th. The seller had built three of these buildings, and two were purchased by other buyers. Fortunately, my client required the seller to provide a copy of the City of Houston Multifamily Certificate of Occupancy, and the seller didn't have it. The seller didn't even know he was supposed to have it. So I think he sold the other two buildings.
I was going to say, I think he sold the other two to people that didn't have quite as much knowledge as you do, Lester. Is that correct?
Well, you're very flattering. Thank you very much. And you're exactly correct. The state of Texas law passed about 7 years ago says that there's a penalty for not registering your property with the City of Houston Department of Occupancy and Habitability. The fine is $500 per day. I think the city's never implemented that penalty, probably because it's not legal. I mean, it's not constitutional to take somebody's property for just not registering. I think the other two properties were purchased without the inspections by the city required to get the certificate of occupancy. So effectively, it's going to cost the seller about $2,000 to make the electrical changes to satisfy the city inspector to get the certificate of occupancy before the buyer actually buys the property, effectively about 2 months after the contract was signed. It's been very difficult for buyers to get loans with the current unusual economic situation we're in with a zombie virus. But the buyer found a very good mortgage loan officer. We had several amendments to extend the closing date because it takes time for several inspections by the City Department of Multifamily Occupancy, and I think we'll close it in a couple of weeks.
That's good news.
It is good news.
So, once again, We have further developments every day. Something, another challenge pops up for Houstonius.com.
So stay tuned.
So stay tuned and go to Houstonius.com, Houstonius.com. Or call Lester Langdon at 281-236-8189.
And be safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.